Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Good morning, Advocate. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, it's so lovely to hear your voice again. I was actually saying to Simon, I was so excited when I saw that we were going to be speaking to you, because both Simon and I absolutely adore you. So,
oh, thank you.
Happy Women's Day, firstly.
Oh, happy Women's Day to you and to everybody else.
Does the Human Rights Commission do anything to protect women's rights?
Yes, we are doing a lot. We have been established to promote and protect human rights in our country. And as women make over 51%, we cannot succeed in advancing human rights in our country if we also don't look at the rights of women. However, I just want to say something which, you know, we sometimes forget. The Human Rights Commission was very much instrumental in the drafting and the adoption of the Equality Act, which is the main legal framework in our country for advancing issues of equality, including, of course, issues against discrimination against women, and the establishment of equality courts all over the country, which could help. But also in terms of our constitution, we are supposed to be advancing socioeconomic rights in our country, and you know, women suffer from triple oppression in terms of race, gender, and poverty. And so we have been doing a lot of work in that regard. Unfortunately, we had left some aspects to the Gender Commission, but this year, when we were before the Portfolio Committee of Justice, we were asked, you know, to really do a bit more in terms of, gender rights. And of course, the issue of violence is also another problem. So we have included in our start plan now the issue of gender-based violence.
Advocate, if I could just ask you, I'm not sure how certain subjects make it to your list of priorities and how others don't. But it seems to me that women's rights is not very sexy, so it isn't dealt with very often. Certainly doesn't make the newspaper. So we are forever reading that your organization is involved in private schools, because it seems to me that that's a nice issue that makes the headlines of papers. What is it that makes you deal with certain issues and others not? And out of the top, say, 50 issues that you are dealing with, how many actually have anything to do with women's rights?
Yeah. Look, when the commission was established, I think our major focus really was around issues of equality and racism in view of our historical past. And then secondly, you know, the issue of socioeconomic rights, poverty. So if you look at our mandate, Section 184.3 basically, requires us to actually focus a lot more on issues of socioeconomic rights. So the two issues do also impact on the rights of women. But also then, you know, unfortunately, we have another body called the Gender Commission, which was established at the same time as us, to focus more on issues of gender equality. And to some extent, we sort of, you know, left many things to the Gender Commission. But with time, we realized that it's not going to work. We cannot advance human rights in our country if we also don't look at women's rights. So we are beginning to do that. But also, we've been doing a lot of work, Bailey, right from the beginning on child rights. And under child rights, we look at both the girl child and the boy child. So, for example, we've also been concerned about around issues of human trafficking. We had a conference 2 years ago, which also, of course, we know that children and women are also some of the biggest victims child trafficking, of human trafficking. But as I'm saying, I mean, I think we should not forget that the Equality Act was actually drafted in the Human Rights Commission before it was given to the Justice Department. And under the Equality Act, we have a section that which requires us to focus on gender, race, and disability. And also, I mean, we're doing a lot of work also around issues of disability, which also then now applies to everybody else, regardless of gender. But I do want to admit that, you know, we could actually have done a lot more better as a Human Rights Commission. But as I was saying, we tended to focus more on leave that to the Gender Commission. And now we're basically doing that position. And we are actually going to be much more on the forefront as far as gender issues are concerned, because women's rights are human rights. We can't call ourselves a Human Rights Commission.
Sure,
we're going to focus on
women's
rights as well.
Advocate, if I, just very quickly, because we need to get to news headlines, but if I were to ask you to be a barometer, right, and you had to rate where we're at between 0 and 100, where would you say we're at?
40.
Okay. That's honest. But at least, you know, when we're honest with one another, we can see, we know what we have to work with 100%. And what we, how far we have to go. So thank you very, very much for that. And I wish you a very happy Women's Day. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye bye.